Welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
I'd like to draw your attention to a discernment principle that is a good measuring stick. The Holy Spirit will never guide us into anything, will never tell us anything that goes against Scripture and that goes against the teachings of the church on faith and morals. For example, I knew somebody once who was thinking about getting divorced. They were having hardships in their relationship. They were both believers, followers of Christ. And this person that I knew prayed, saying, "Lord, if it's right for me to get divorced, help me to do it." He didn't ask, "Lord, if it's wrong for me to get divorced, take away from me the desire to do it and give me reasons to hope, give me encouragement, give me something that will point me in the direction of healing." Instead, he heard what he wanted to hear, which was his own inner voice. He didn't stop to consider, is the idea of getting divorced going against what Jesus said in Scripture? He didn't stop and consider, what does the church teach about the permanence of marriage? He didn't stop to analyze, is my marriage valid according to the teachings of the church? I'm not going to get into what makes a marriage valid now. I do recommend, though, that you go to the Good News Ministry site on the vocation of marriage. It's called marriagevocation.net. And there are reflections for couples there and other tools, other helps for couples. And if you have the question about whether your marriage is valid or not, take it to the priest to find out. My point in sharing this, though, is if it goes against the teachings of the church, we need further discernment to see whether there is some exception going on, such as it never was a valid marriage to begin with. Because the Holy Spirit, as I said, will never, ever tell us anything that goes against Scripture. And we need to know Scripture well enough and the church teachings well enough to be able to check what we think the Spirit might be saying against these sources. And where we're not sure, we have resources to go to. Experts in Scripture, priests, for example, who can tell us and guide us into getting our will aligned with the teachings that are in Scripture and in what the church says on faith and morals. So I recommend that the next step in growing in your life in the Spirit and ability to hear the Holy Spirit is to do an examination of conscience. How much of what I choose to do is because I want to do it, regardless of what Scripture and church teachings say? Do an honest examination of conscience and then go to confession to be freed up from this, because confession provides us with a special grace as a sacrament. The presence of Jesus provides us with a special grace to overcome these sins and even to want to overcome these sins when we're still resisting that overcoming. Because the more purified we are, the humbler we are, the more teachable we are, the more the Holy Spirit takes over our lives and guides us and gives us everything we need. So may your adventure now with the Holy Spirit be one of purification, the fun of the examination of conscience that leads to change. May God bless you in that discernment process now.